Welcome to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson of Management Mentors. Whether you need mentoring training, consulting, or a better way to manage your existing mentoring program, Management Mentors is here to help. Now, here are Rainey and Dave.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mentoring Matters. I'm Rainey Petrin, president and founder of Management Mentors, along with my co-host, Dave Carson from the UK. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Rainey.
And we are very pleased today to have as our guest Amy Fardella, Senior Vice President of Human Resources for Marmax Corporation. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
And welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Why don't you give our audience a sense of what you do and also tell us a little bit about Marmax.
Okay, Marmax is part of the TJX Corporation, which owns Marshalls, TJ Maxx, Home Goods, Bob's, and AJ Wright in the U.S. And in Canada, we own Winners and HomeSense. And in the U.K., we own TK Maxx, which is now in England, Ireland, and recently in Germany. And I run human resources for Marshalls and TJ Maxx here in the U.S., which is about 1,700 stores or just under that at this point. TJ Maxx and Marshalls, I think, are well-known brands out there, off-price retail.
They certainly are. I shop there all the time.
And we thank you.
And, Amy, would you tell us that you have mentoring in your company, right? Is that
we
correct?
We do.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
We have a couple of different programs. The one that is the longest running is a skills-based mentoring program that we use in our buying organizations to train new buyers, both internal and external, and it's called the Buyer Coach Program. It was developed because in our company we saw that we use, as I think many organizations do, we use storytelling as a way to teach people, and we had always done that kind of informally and sort of organically. And so we wanted to capitalize on that and institutionalize something that we did informally very well and formalize it just enough, but not so much that we sort of killed
sure.
it. And Rainey, you remember you worked with me very closely many years ago on a program whereby we pair a new buyer, or something called an associate buyer, with a much more seasoned veteran buyer from another family of business. So if I'm an associate buyer in shoes, I might be paired with an associate buyer in sportswear so that that we don't know one another's businesses really. And the purpose is that you and I would, I as the associate buyer or mentee, would be mentored by the senior buyer who would travel with me in the market and would observe me in a showroom doing everything from, you know, trying to build rapport with the vendor to actually doing a deal, et cetera. And then we would afterwards debrief how that went. And I would tell you a story about how I prepared for that, and you would critique me by way of telling me a story about something, maybe a similar mistake that you had done, a success that you had in the same area. What we had done was we had identified all of the skills that we wanted the new buyers or mentees to obtain over time,
mm-hmm.
and we created little scenarios or stories that encouraged the mentee and the mentor to tell one another their stories around those skill areas, thereby, over time, teaching the associate buyer or mentee.
Excellent. And you've had it up for a number of years, so obviously it's been successful.
We've had it for about 16 years, 15 years probably.
That long has it been, Amy?
It has been that long. We're anywhere older than we think.
I guess.
So it is not, and as I was mentioning, it's not only in Marshall's and TJ Maxx, which is one buying organization, but this program has been so successful that it has been translated and transferred to every buying organization in every division of our corporation. So that is a real testimony to not only the longevity, but the content and quality of the program.
Great. Well, that's very helpful. I think it gives people a sense of how mentoring can be utilized and also a sense of how an organization like yours can do, you know, can use mentoring to basically, if you will, help develop its employees and make a faster ability to get on the job a lot more effectively.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
What we want to focus in on today, again, is the sense of some of the common challenges that are faced by people that we call mentoring program managers, and obviously initially you were involved in that direct role, Amy, and subsequent to that, I know you have other people who have taken on that role.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to kind of mull over some of these challenges and perhaps get your insights, Dave's insights, my insights with regard to how to handle some of these, as well as, you know, share anything else that may come up as a result of our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, is there something you wanted to add at this point? Or?
Well, just moving on to the challenges, Renee, it's something that Amy mentioned. The mentee traveling with the mentor. And I just wondered where the line manager of the mentor sat within that arrangement, and if there were any difficulties in that, because that is a common challenge in mentoring programs, and I know that we address it by an orientation program for the line managers, which we see as really important to the success of the program. And Amy, I just wondered if there have been any challenges in that area.
So you're asking about the line manager of the mentee or the mentor or both?
The line manager of the mentee.
Okay. The line managers of the mentee are brought into the program by way of an orientation, and the line manager is called a merchandise manager. They oversee several buyers in a particular family of business. And they are given an orientation to the program, and that is an understanding of what their associate buyer or mentee will be experiencing. And so it's everything from, you know, here's the actual content of the program to, and I'm jumping around here, it's really about, so you start with, here's what we're trying to accomplish with this program. Here are the objectives of the program. Here's the actual content that the mentee will be experiencing. Here's the process as to how, you know, here's how often the mentee and the mentor are meant to meet. They contract for all of that up front. They also contract around what they need to work on. And the line manager is brought in early on in a three-way conversation where they give input as to anything specifically by way of exposure or skill development that they want the mentor to work on with the mentee. And then the mentor checks in with the line manager very periodically. They are supposed to sort of contract and agree with the mentee as to what they will tell the line manager, because confidentiality is an important part of that program.
Mm-hmm.
And trust. So they sort of, you know, the mentor might say to the mentee, okay, I'm talking with your manager next week. Here's what I thought I would tell her. Is there anything else in particular you'd like me to cover that we've been working on, et cetera. Excuse me. And the mentee also might want to give the line manager a heads up first. Hopefully the line manager is asking all along how it's going. But that is the sort of the overall level of participation. By the way, the line manager has the opportunity to say to the mentor, here's something that I've been working on with this person, and I'd really like you to work on it with him or her as well. And, you know, here's a development area for this person that I'd like to bring you into.
Yeah, Amy, that's really an interesting. So this comes up often. The idea of how do we fit in the line manager and the mentee and the mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got an interesting triad there. Let me ask you this follow-up question, which is, I know you talked about the fact that mentees are able to talk to the mentor about what the mentor is going to say and how much it reveals, because you want to protect confidentiality. Has that been an issue? Have you had a situation where perhaps the mentee felt like, I really couldn't be that honest with my mentor because they're going to go talk to my manager? Or have you been able to maintain the level of confidentiality that you wanted?
You know, it's probably happened somewhere along the way that I don't know about, because as we mentioned, this has been going on for a long time, but that has not been an ongoing issue in any way, shape, or form. I remember you, Rainey, when we started this program, being adamant.
Yes.
That trust is critical here, and that the confidence, you know, there were many guidelines that were set that we have maintained around confidentiality and what somebody is or is not at liberty to discuss without having, you know, first discussed it with their mentee.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas I'm sure that there are managers who at times will say, well, can you just tell me X? The coaches or mentors have risen to the occasion over the years and have been extremely careful about protecting confidentiality around that and sort of protecting the sanctity of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually worked very well. It's not been an issue.
That's good, then. And the proof of that, obviously, is the program is still going on
right. Quite
well. Otherwise, if you could maintain confidentiality, the word would get out and people would participate, or at least would not participate fully.
Sure.
That's really a good point. So at least one of the challenges we talked about. Yes, Dave, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering, you know, with the success of the program, Amy, and bringing the line managers in so early on and they're supporting the program, have any of the line managers of the mentees shown an interest over the years of becoming mentors, or in actual fact looking for mentors themselves?
Well, the line managers don't have the opportunity to be mentors as part of this program, because the mentors in this program are senior buyers.
Yes.
And the line managers are one level up from that. But there are certainly line managers who will take it upon. By the way, there are also line managers now who were former mentors or coaches in our program, because when we select the coaches or mentors, we look for people. It's not a given, but we, whenever possible, we look to give this experience of coaching to people that we see as who are in succession for management, because it's a great sort of quasi-management experience to give them. So many of our current merchandise managers are former coaches or mentors in the program. So they have learned a lot about mentoring, and then they go on to do some mentoring on their own, informally, formally or informally, but probably less formally, but still quite well in many cases. And I have had at times people, by the way, at all levels and in all parts of the business, ask for mentors. Is there somebody who can mentor me? People do ask for that occasionally.
That's good.
What are the any other thoughts on that, Dave, or any
questions? No, I was just interested to hear that, you know, because it is an issue in the UK, the line manager's role in the process. And, you know, we always do these orientation sessions, and they're fantastic sessions with the line managers. And once we get them on board, it's really good. They support the whole program.
Great. Well, the one thing that I think strikes me about what you were saying, Amy, is that you link in some respects the outcomes with, you know, what the line manager may probably need in terms of what they need from their employee, as well as what the organization wants, and also what the employees, you know, the mentee is looking for.
Sure.
And assistant, and you link that very nicely, and yet you do a balance between maintaining confidentiality and at the same time trying to meet those needs. And it's a delicate balance, but clearly, you know, you'll be able to meet that. And I think that in previous shows we've talked about this kind of an issue, and, you know, I tend to be very much of a purist when it comes to that. But I talk about the fact that it's important, though, however way you do it, to make sure those three things are balanced well enough so that everybody's needs are met and everybody's protected one form or another from anything that might jeopardize the relationship or the value of the program.
Right.
So, you know, so it's good that you've got that. Okay. Then I think at this point we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation about some of the common challenges that we have in mentoring.